We are back. The Gunsmith Show on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk a little bit about smart scope shopping.
Woohoo!
Now, it's about more than just price. You got to get some good glass. You got to look at all kinds of things. And we're going to do that here momentarily. But first, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right. I had a good talk with Tim from Tri-County Roofing this week, and we're kind of both excited about the gun show coming up. I'll talk about that in a minute. But Tri-County Roofing wants you to sleep good at night, knowing you got a Tri-County Roof on board, and your roof is solid. You're dry in your house or your building, and or your apartment complex, whatever you have, they can take care of your roof for you. Whether it's a flat roof, a low pitch roof, or a steep pitch shingled roof, they got you covered, and all the newest technology. So Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com is their website. You're welcome to check it out. But you can take my word for it. I've been working with these guys for a long time. They've been around since 1971. Their number is 810-732-7740. And let them talk to you about a new roof, and no matter what your needs are, if it's your church or school or whatever you have.
The quicker you get in, the better, too, because they'll be getting busy here.
Fill up. Before you know it, you'll be in August, you know, getting your roof done.
And especially if you're doing, they will do some residential, they'll do shingles.
Sure. Yep.
They don't do a lot of it. They specialize in those commercial roofs for commercial buildings and churches and schools, like you were saying, John. But if you have them do your home or whatever, I mean, you don't have to worry about it.
No.
You know, you get these people that come around in the neighborhoods and they, hey, I saw, noticed this.
I call them carpetbaggers. Yeah. They come in from other towns.
Storm chasers.
They're just sending crews. They don't know who they are. A lot of times this time of year, who knows where the crews are coming from. They could even be Canadian guys working. They could, not that that's a bad thing. But like in the summertime, it gets too hot in Texas, so the Texas crews come up here to do roofs. You never know who you're going to be dealing with, but with Tri-County, you're usually dealing with local contractors helping Tim get these jobs done. They're doing a good job. His own crew, his own guys, too, and they're out there just kicking butt and taking names.
53 years.
So, long time to be in business, and you can be assured they'll do a good job for you. So, and tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. Again, it's 810-732-7740. So I want to talk scopes, but first I want to mention that gun show, because Tim and I were talking this week.
Shiawassee
Gun Show, the gun show for the Shiawassee Conservation Association. He's all excited. He goes, I've never been to that one yet, and it's hard for me to get to Sunday ones because of church, but he says, I'm going to do everything I can to get there. Well, it's 9 to 4 on February 16th, so it's next Sunday, not tomorrow, but next Sunday. It's on North M-52. It's 3 miles north of Owosso, and you can't really miss it. It's on the left-hand side as you're going north, and if you're coming from just get the M-52 and go north, or get the M-52 and go south, whatever you do, but it's 4247 North M-52 in Owosso. Admission is $5. Kids under 14 are free, and this is one of those clubs that they're a nonprofit club. They're there to serve the public and help people, and they have some wonderful things they do in teaching people how to shoot, and how to shoot archery, and how to shoot skeet and trap, and just a bunch of great stuff going on out there. And glad to be a part of it every year. I try to get to this and get a table or two and have fun, get to meet and greet a lot of folks. So come on out and see us. I'll have a couple tables, and you might even score yourself some Gunsmith Show gear when you get out there. You never know. So hope to see you out there. Again, it's February 16th, right on North M-52, just north of Owosso. We'll see you there, 9 to 4, next Sunday. All right, so we only got one more show to talk about that on. Time's flying. Here we are almost halfway through February already. It's hard to believe. So we're going to talk about scopes. Now, I'm going to start this off kind of different. I'm going to say the word wisdom. Some people are born with it. Some people, it has to fester for a few years, and you have to learn from trial and error, and that's kind of where I got there. I mean, I always liked scopes. I always thought that scopes were cool, and I would go for all the bells and whistles when I was young, and I'd buy a scope that fit my needs, but I wasn't thinking long term. And a lot of times I bought some inexpensive scopes and thought they were cool and they were neat for a while. And then as you're shooting, you know, your crosshairs disappear or something crazy like that. And then you're like, oh, this scope didn't have a warranty. I didn't realize it didn't have a warranty. And so you end up having a monocular that's not usable on a gun, meaning there's no crosshairs, so you're not going to be able to shoot accurately with it. So I've learned over the years that you get what you pay for, and there's a fine line between getting the very best and getting what you need and settling for that middle spot, you know, that, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, where this one's just right. You know what I mean? I think it's Snow White.
Wasn't
it Snow
White? That's Goldilocks.
Goldilocks, that's right. Goldilocks. Snow White. Or Snow White fell asleep.
Or the Rolling Stones. You don't always.
Yeah, you can't
get
always
you want.
Get what you want.
Sometimes you get what you need.
You need. Yeah, exactly. So we'll stick with the Rolling Stones because this is a classic rock.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I do. I really do because I'm a Stones fan. So that's why Dan's here. You know, he keeps me on track. Keeps my needle on the record. So. When I was young, I literally refused to pay more than $50 for a scope back in the 70s and 80s. I was like, no way. You know, I only
What would that be in 2025 dollars?
$250 maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I would think. And I can see it now. I was like, I seldom spend less than $250 on a scope now. Yeah. So it's like less.
How many of those $50 scopes you still got?
Just a couple.
Yeah.
And only because they're guns I don't use much. A lot of them are on 22s,
yeah.
You know. But I've got one 22 that's got about a $550 scope on it, you know.
But that's a newer one. Newer scope?
It's probably 10 years old, you know. But I picked it up used.
Yeah.
But it's a lifetime guaranteed one. No matter who owns it, it's lifetime guaranteed. It's a Leupold.
Gotcha.
So... or Leupold. A lot of people like to say Leupold. I always say Leupold, but
L-E-U.
L-E-U. Lou.
Leupold. Leupold.
Yeah, but it's American. So it's not
no,
French.
It isn't.
It's American. Yeah, it's from like Washington State.
Well.
But they've been there forever.
Yeah, but the Frenchmen came from.
Well, I'm French too, so I don't
well,
mind
saying
Leupold.
Well, Smith is not a French name.
No.
Is Smith
no,
a French name?
I have an entire French side.
Gotcha.
Bushy and Sheffield. My Sheffield line is mostly
right.
Welch, but that's enough of that. So anyways.
The segment of the show is brought to you by Ancestry.com.
Spit in a tube and we'll figure out who you are. So scopes. Now, as I've aged, I've used my ability, my drive to get better and better at trying to enhance my sporting passions, my arms, my guns, my hunting, my shooting, to refine my purchases and to try not to waste money and time, because I've wasted time and money on guns that were cool, but they weren't really what I wanted, but I settled for them. And that's why I'm kind of impressed with those Turkish guns, because they're darn good guns for the money.
Right.
And I'm happy with them.
Yep.
I don't have to spend $2,000 when I can spend $500 and make it work. Besides, my wife only allots me so many hundreds. You know?
Stay within your budget.
Yeah, I have to stay within my budget. And there's in.
Do you ever get any grants from USAID? USAID?
No, I never have. Have you?
No.
No, I haven't. So it'd be nice if I was like Politico and I just got $34 million to play with or something, but I'm not. So what I have to say, I guess, isn't that important. So I try not to waste my money and time. A lot of looking.
You know, making mistakes, though? That's how you get the wisdom.
That is how you get the wisdom, because you live through it.
Yeah.
And that's
now
when you
know.
Say, I wouldn't buy that one, but this one here is a good one, you know? And the things I look for, now that I'm in my 60s, I look for those lifetime guarantees. I look for solid performance. I read a lot of reviews. So it's almost like, I remember when I was a kid, everybody used to read...
Mad Magazine.
No, not Mad Magazine. Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah.
Where you got your reviews on everything? Consumer Reports.
Yeah.
Consumer Reports.
Right.
It was big back when we were young.
That was the
And every time you read about Consumer Reports about cars, it was Honda this, Honda that. They were the best. You know, they talked about Hondas constantly.
I always wondered, though, if people were paying them off.
It kind of makes you wonder now that you're finding about Politico getting $34 million. So, no, there's no conspiracy. So scopes, I love my Leupold scopes. Burris scopes, I'm finding to be very strong and sturdy, good scopes, Very good warranty. Vortex heavy scopes, heavy duty. I think Vortex scopes are kind of made for, some of them are literally made for military use, and they don't care about the weight. And I am always weight conscious of my guns, trying to keep them light. That's why I like the Leopolds getting the Burrises. Their Burrises are a little heavier than Leopolds, but Leopolds,
you can get aluminum for the most part?
Yeah, they're aluminum, machined aluminum, and they're just perfect. They're, you know, for a good lightweight, like I can go spend $200 or $300 on a nice Vortex 3-9x50 or 4-12x50 scope, and it'll weigh 1.9 pounds. So it's 2 pounds to put on top of your gun. Well, I can go over to the Leopold and I can get the 4-12x50 scope. That way you get the, you know, for coyote hunting, say, and it's 16 ounces. It's 1 pound. Well, it's a pound to shave off the weight of that gun. And I've always been one to try to make them as light as I can. Never worried about recoil so much. And over the years, I've gotten away from the big, huge, booming guns, the 300 Winchester mags and the, you know, the 458 Winchester Magnums and all that. I hardly ever shoot those. So I don't worry about trying to make them super light. But when I'm shooting a 223 or a 6.5 Grendel, very light recoil guns anyway, or a 300 Blackout. So I go light as scopes I can, make them comfortable to shoot, easy to carry, because I want comfort while I'm out there hunting, because I don't want to go back in because I'm dead tired. So scopes, again, primarily from the top, I would say here's my top four. Leopold, Burris, Vortex, and probably then Bushnell. And I'm sure I'm going to get heck for that. But I do have some really good Bushnell. Some of the Bushnell scopes are just superb scopes for the money. You can't beat them. So there's some good scopes out there. Get out there and shop for them. You'll be glad you did. Check them all out, though. Take time to look through them. And don't worry about the very best price. Worry about the best weight, power, clarity, and warranty. The weight of them, the power, the clarity, and the warranty. That's what I look for. And make sure it fits your gun and you get it mounted properly. Spend good money on mounts. That's another thing that has taught me a lot over the years. If you have cheap mounts, you're probably going to have problems. You know, and you get out there, and next thing you know, you got a screw missing or it's not put together right. Take your time, do it right. And sooner or later, you'll find your favorite scope and you'll stick with them. So
we'll take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. That's Smart Scope Shopping from the Gunsmith, Jonathan Smith. We're back right after this.